Now he says to him here, neglect not the gift that's in thee. Now the Spirit of God gives to every believer a gift. And this man had a gift as every believer does. And it was given thee by prophecy. Apparently Paul had predicted and said what this young man would do. And it was with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, we're told here, I think what it means, the officers of the church. Now, the laying on of hands never communicates anything, friends. Let's understand that. That the idea today, if you put your hand on somebody, that will transfer something. The only thing you can transfer but laying hands on somebody are disease germs. You can transfer those, and that's all. But what does it mean? When you put your hand on a man, it means that now he is a partner with you in the ministry. And I always insisted the officers put their hand on every missionary that we dedicated. Why? That we are partners with them in their ministry. And I think every minister that is ordained should have hands put on him by those that are partners with him, the representatives in the church, the officers, because that is all that it means, but it means a great deal, as you can see. Now he says, meditate upon these things. May I say, that means to be diligent in study. There is no excuse for a minister not to study the Word of God. And there's no excuse for any Christian not to study the Word of God. That is important. Study, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Now, I don't have time to go into it. That's one reason that I refuse to accept devotions for a substitute for reading and studying the Word of God. You can't open the Bible at night when you got one eye closed already and both feet are already in bed and you turn to a chapter and you're now going to read your chapter. Or in the morning, before you're half awake, you can do that, or at the dining table when you're going to make a break for it to get to work. My friend, you couldn't study geometry like that or higher mathematics or any science, and the Word of God is worthy of all that you and I can give it. And I found out I can't give it as much as it ought to have. This is important. Why? Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. And the greatest compliment you can give your preacher is, my, I tell you, you're improving in your preaching. That's the best thing you can say. Verse 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And may I say this very kindly, but I want to say it. God have mercy on the minister who's not giving out the Word of God today. Oh, that is, to my judgment, that's a frightful sin. It'd be better to be a gangster than to be a man who's supposed to give out the Word of God, and he doesn't do it. That's what Paul's talking about here. That's what the church is all about today. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.